And so that today the church celebrates the feast of St. Clare. And we, because it's the Wednesday of the Wednesday, we always dedicate this to St. Joseph, and especially in this year is St. Joseph. And so when we focus, though, on both of those saints, saints are ones that are members of the body of Christ, not just when they were here, but now in heaven. That right now, St. Clare, right now, St. Joseph, sees the face of God. And they pray for us. And then when Jesus gives this commandment today, he commands us to come together in his name, and he would be there. And if we ask together in his name, it will be granted. It's all about Jesus and his will. It's all about unity and community. Think about St. Joseph in the Holy Family. Now, just for a moment, do you think even once there was any quarreling in that family? I'll bet you not. I'll bet you they all did everything in Jesus' name. I'll bet you they were of one heart and one mind. I'll bet you because they were with the God of the universe. They acknowledged his presence. What Jesus is calling us to do today is to acknowledge his presence among us. That means we focus on what unites us, Jesus, and not what divides us, never Jesus, in the body. Now, outside the body, you know, sons and daughters will go against their fathers and different things, yes. But that was for people who came to Christ, not members of the body of Christ. It is an insult to Almighty God to have his body divided. It is an insult to Almighty God to divide us amongst ourselves, to ever use Jesus Christ as a divider in his body, because we're a member of his body. So, we need to always focus on what unites us, Jesus Christ. Joseph saw that. Mary saw that. Claire saw that. Do we see this? Do we know this is God's will? Because when we do, then we'll see the presence of Jesus when we come together in his name. Not my name, not my position's name, not in the saint's name, in the name of Jesus Christ. When we are come together in his name and acknowledge his presence, like we're doing tonight, he is with us. And when we agree with one another in his name, miracles will happen. But that means we got to get over ourselves. That means we got to get over our opinions. We got to get over our little things, what we think's important, and focus and look for Jesus. Only Jesus. You got it? You get it? You're going to do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us